Press any key to connect.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm calling from Deluxe Home Care. I see you just submitted a form.
Yes.
How can I help you?
I was looking for an in-home caregiver, someone to come into my home and work for a few hours a week to help me out.
Sure. Do you, like, want to get it through Medicaid? Do you know if...
Through Medicaid.
You're approved for that? Were you already approved?
I was working with another company, but I never heard from the state for my interview. And that company kind of just let me go under the wayside.
Oh, wow. Let me see like that. What's your name and number? Let me start.
Jennifer Buckley. My phone number is 573-590-2069.
590-2069?
Yes.
And Jennifer is your first name, you said?
Yes.
And your last name, Butley?
Yes, B as in boy, okay. U as in umbrella, B as in cat, K as in kite, L as in lion, E as in elephant, Y as in yak.
Got it. Let me see. Let me try to log into your Medicaid account. Hold on. What's your date of birth? 5/22/1984. Got it. You see why it's not going? Hold on. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
Yes.
What is that?
5835-1835.
Got it. And in which county are you?
Jefferson County.
Jefferson?
Yes.
Got it. Let me make sure we have, you need an 8, right? You want, we should look for an 8 for you, right?
Yes.
Let me make sure we have in that area. Jefferson, yeah, we should have. What's your date of birth again? 5 what?
5/22/84.
Okay, got it. Because it did not come up. There's something like wrong with the system right now. So I will wait for... What I can do is I'll take down your information. I'll send you to our intake team. They're going to just help you with everything. Do you have ready hours approved right now?
No, I don't.
You're not approved for hours yet. Like, you just didn't do, like, the assessment, you said, right?
Correct. I was waiting on the state to call me. I get so many spam calls. I mainly ignore them all, so I may have missed the state call. I don't know.
Got it. Give me... Can you hold on a second? Let me see if there is... Can you hold a second?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I'm so sorry for the wait. I just wanted to confirm that your Medicaid is good, because sometimes, like, we do it and then it's not good. So I want to make sure that everything is good. Can you confirm your address? That's 2016 Sailboat Lane, Apartment D, Crystal City, Missouri, 63019?
Yes.
Got it. You have a caregiver? No, right? You want, we should look for a caregiver for you, right?
I need one, yes.
Need one. Sure, we're going to find you some. Do you have your social security number?
Yes, 588.
Okay.
5813.
5813. And what are your medical conditions? Like, why do you need care?
I have diabetes. I have chronic low back pain. I'm unable to stand and cook for long periods of time. Cleaning is very hard on me physically. Sometimes I need help in the shower and stuff.
Got it. what we'll need to do, we'll need to call the state to do the evaluation, like the pre-screen. They should get you approved for hours. Do you want me to transfer you to them?
Yes,
yes,
please.
Okay, I will transfer you to them. Let me tell you why they'll ask. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so before I transfer you, I want you, do you have like a paper and pen to jot down something?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your Medicaid ID you have, because I want you to know that. Like, they'll ask you for it. They'll most probably say, like, the DCN number, something like that. And then they'll also ask you with which agency you want to go. Just tell them our agency, which is Deluxe. Just write it down, because it's like a D-E-L-U-X-E. It ends with the E.
Okay.
And then they'll ask you for a contact number, like where to call for Deluxe, and let me give you the number of the contact for Deluxe. That's...
Okay, 1 second.
No problem.
Okay, what's the number?
So it's 314-501-2520.
Okay.
And so if they'll ask you, they'll also ask you for your medical conditions, and they'll also ask you with what you need help. So the more things you tell them, the more hours they might approve you, which whatever you need help, just let them know, right?
Okay.
Okay, if they ask you if you need anything else, just go along. Like, they're just going to, it will take, they'll just ask you a few questions, and what they will do, they will put you in a request, and you should get a call back between 2 to 3 weeks from them. It takes 2 to 3 weeks, then you get the hours approved, and then, like, we're done. And we'll get you a caregiver.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on. I will transfer you to the state, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm calling them out. It will take 2 minutes until you get transferred. Okay? Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're on.
Thank you for calling community-based services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
All right. And what is a good callback number for you?
573-590-2069.
All right, thank you. And it looks like you've entered in a Medicaid number, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
Jennifer Buckley.
And your date of birth?
5/22/84.
All right. And is there someone else on the line today assisting you?
I went through a home health care agency, and they're the ones that connected me to you, but I don't think they're on the line anymore.
Okay.
So I think it's just me.
All right. And how can I help you today?
Yes, I need to see about what I need to do to get home health care aid to come in and help me for a few hours a week. For some hours a week. I have health issues and things like that and trouble doing stuff I need some help with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see here. Do you have a legal guardian?
Yes, I do.
Are they by chance available?
She's the state legal guardian, so she's not related to me at all. So I don't know what she's doing. She's probably in her office.
Okay. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not seeing.
I have a number if you need it.
Well, I'm not seeing where that is still in action. Could that have been removed, that guardianship?
It may have been. I don't know. I haven't talked to her lately.
Okay. What year did you get that filed?
Oh, Lord of mercy. I'm 41 and I was under my parents' guardianship when I was in my 20s. And I've been under guardianship ever since. And they just recently switched it to the state a couple of years ago.
Okay. What's your middle name?
Robin, R-O-B-I-N.
Okay. Since you do have a legal guardianship, let me confirm that I can provide information to you without your guardian present, okay?
Okay, yeah, because there's no way she's ever going to be present. She doesn't have time for this.
Okay, yeah, just give me one moment. I'll send a message and ask.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay, I sent that message out. I'm just going to wait just a little bit and see if I can get a reply.
Okay.
Okay. Since I haven't gotten anything back, I don't want to do something I'm not supposed to. So why don't I give you a call back once I get that response? It'll probably be around 3.
Okay.
And then we can figure it out and kind of go
I appreciate
there.
It.
Yeah, and that's no problem at all.
Okay, and thank you so much.
And then I'll call you at 573-590-2069.
Yes.
All right, I'll give you a call around 3 then, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day.
You too.